you look at those numbers from that survey, it is not hard to make the case that indeed Memorial Day has lost its meaning for a great many Americans.
Yeah, I think so. And you know, it's sad just because this day is so important, especially for veterans such as myself. But you know, with that, I think that gives us a baseline, and we know that we just have a lot of work to do, and there's many things we can do to help change that trend.
Now, my son, who is a veteran himself, shared this with me the other day. He said the easy way to remember is that Armed Forces Day is for those who wear the uniform, Veterans Day for those who used to wear the uniform, and Memorial Day is for those who will wear the uniform for all eternity. As a combat veteran yourself, what does Memorial Day mean for you?
Well, first of all, that was a great way to explain those different ones. I like how he called those out. I think, you know, Memorial Day takes on a very personal meaning for me as a combat veteran. I think that's the same for many veterans across the nation. You know, when you've been in that situation and you've witnessed firsthand that sacrifice being made, it changes you. And then this day that we take to honor and recognize that sacrifice, it holds near and dear to our hearts.
Now, I'm told one of the things that you do, incidentally, at the University of Phoenix, and I guess this is the 10th anniversary, is you really go out with all out with the patriotic display for Memorial Day.
Yeah, we really do, and what our goal there is to help educate the public on the true meaning of Memorial Day, and we do that through this flag tribute. The flag tribute this year spells out the phrase, which was selected by the public, and the phrase is, "Their legacy lives on." And I think that's a powerful message, and it both says that we are never going to forget the sacrifices that they made, and it also sends the message to the families that we respect that sacrifice, we know that it's there, and we'll never forget them.
And you're spelling that out with 15,000 flags on the campus. How long does that take to put all of that together?
Yeah, 15,000 flags. This is a six-month process of planning.
Wow.
You know, we're not out there for 6 months planning the flags, but to actually plan the event, it takes 6 months.
Mm.
It takes a whole day to stake out the flags. A group of veterans go out there and do that, and you can imagine as military members, they're out there and they have it down to the exact inch, and they do a great job. But then we have volunteers that come out the day after and fill those in with those 15,000 flags.
Mm.
The best thing about the tribute is the Friday before Memorial Day, those flags are picked up and donated to a nonprofit who then takes those out and places them at veteran grave sites around the state of Arizona.
That is awesome. Now, obviously, we don't have to do something on that scale on our own, but now that we have people maybe thinking about this, perhaps for the first time that they've really thought about this, given the poll numbers that we were citing earlier, how do you hope that people will observe the holiday?
Yeah, that's a great question, and there's several things, and they're very simple. You know, the first one is you could take a time out to reach out to your local community. There's likely a cemetery or a memorial site that holds a Memorial Day event. You could attend that event. Another way is to lower your American flag to half staff, showing tribute to those who gave that sacrifice. Another way is to just take time out during Memorial Day. It doesn't have to be long. Pause. And maybe moment of silence, anything to just to recognize the sacrifices that those men and women gave for our freedoms. And then finally, I think the most important one is if you have children, sit them down, take a moment and just explain to them what the true meaning of Memorial Day is and why we're having this holiday.
And again, reflecting on your own experience as a combat veteran, what does it mean to you when people do those things, when you see people who are attending a parade or visiting a cemetery or planting a flag, those types of things. Talk about what that means to see average Americans, civilians, recognizing those sacrifices.
Pride. The best way to describe that is great pride. Whether you've served or not, you know, these service members that died for us, and they died for us regardless of whether you've served or anything else. And so seeing the American public participate in those events gives me great pride. It's hard to put into words, but it's very powerful to see that.